more privatized rail chaos. Transport Secretary Chris Grayling gave a statement in Parliament on the 4th of June about the chaos on the Northern Rail and Govia Famous Link franchises. He could have saved a lot of breath by just saying trust me, it will be all right on the night, and then sitting down. He basically said he had had assurances from the very people who said there would be no problems in the first place, that these problems would be sorted sometime. Some of the criticism of the debacle of cancelling trains at the same time as introducing a new timetable has been personalized. The press calls him failing Grayling and so on. He is clearly out of his depth. However, it is the privatized franchise system which is failing, because there is no overall plan for services, connections, staffing or training. Each train operating company does its own thing. If that means poaching drivers or other staff from another company, then so be it, as long as our trains run. Experienced rail workers would think long and hard before attempting to introduce a new timetable, as everything else then changes: connections, the effect on rosters, brakes, training. It seems managers are unwilling to oppose such schemes as they do not want to be seen as weak, even when they fear the schemes will fail. Grayling said the two franchises could borrow drivers from other companies if needed. At best, this is robbing Peter to pay Paul. But he didn't say which companies or drivers would be helping out. I'm not holding my breath. Most train operating companies have an agreement with train drivers union ALF allowing drivers to work on rest days. As they cannot staff services with the resources they have, rest day working, doing a full shift on a day off, is used to plug current gaps. It is hard to imagine drivers from other franchises voluntarily going to face the wrath of Northern and Govia Famous Link customers, when they can experience much the same by staying put, and that's even if they have the required route and traction knowledge to transfer. The Transport Secretary blames the train operating companies, they blame Network Rail, and so it goes on. Without a long-term national and local plan, fully funded under public ownership, democratically produced by passengers and the workforce through our trade unions, the rail industry will remain subject to private companies squeezing profits out of what should be a public service. An ALF member, Worcestershire,